Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian interference on U.S. elections, a probe led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. He's been looking into allegations the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win the election last year. He's also examining the possibility the president may have tried to interfere with the Russia investigation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is President Trump's spokesperson.
There's still no evidence of collusion between the president and anyone. If any collusion took place, it would be between the DNC and the Clintons. And I think we're starting to now see that all of the things that the Democrats had accused this president of doing, they were actually guilty of themselves. And I think that's a really big problem that should be certainly looked at.
The Mueller probe also examining possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. Public anger is rising in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico as details emerge about a no-bid contract awarded to a little-known U.S. company to restore the island's power grid, which was destroyed by Hurricane Maria. U.S. lawmakers have begun demanding closer scrutiny of the $300 million contract awarded to a company based in the U.S. state of Montana and in the hometown of U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Zinke has denied any role in the contract. And even before the U.S. State Department determines whether ongoing atrocities in Myanmar's military against ethnic Rohingya Muslims qualify as ethnic cleansing, members of U.S. Congress are trying to pressure Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi to speak out more forcefully on the issue. This is VOA News.